Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today I have a show on that I'm very excited about because we've been living under a rock for almost a year now, if not just over. And I'm pretty much done with people telling me what I should accept, this quote unquote new normal, which doesn't bode well for anybody. We're seeing this on the healthcare front with people denying themselves care. We're seeing people wear masks, which are not healthy. And I think every time I speak with a patient, those that work from home, it's like they don't have any access to human contact at this point. And today I wanted to give people hope, and I wanted to give you ammunition, quite frankly. You don't know what you don't know. And there's a lot of ways to live outside of this lockdown paradigm. You don't have to live in a gray world. You can actually thrive. And today I have someone on who believes that, not only believes it, but does it. His name is Mr. Mikkel Thorup, and he has an awesome website and an awesome podcast called The Expat Money Show and the expatmoneyforum.com. And what we're going to talk about today is how you, if you want to, if you're willing to, you don't have to live in the United States. You can be a citizen of the world, and I mean in the right way, where you live free, you with your family, you can still perform your job. And we're going to talk about how you do that. So, Mr. Thorup, thank you so much for coming on today. I'm very much looking forward to our conversation.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much, Elaine, for having me.
Well, one of my friends literally found you because she is one of the free thinking people that I like to hang out with. And she mentioned to me that, you know, there's ways as an expatriate that you can go out of the country, you can have a better quality of life. Nothing really needs to change except where you are. And I wanted to get your take on it because this is what you do. And from my understanding, you've had business just blossom over COVID because people are starting to find you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's no surprise that people are looking for more freedom in their lives. People were already seeking freedom, but with the tyranny that's happening in the world, I mean, our websites are exploding with people who are looking to put real life solutions into place. Now, I'm very libertarian, and we had a chance to kind of speak about our belief structure before the interview started today. But I mean, I think that with a lot of libertarian podcasts, they talk a lot about theory, about ideas. I don't just discuss ideas. I mean, I do, and I believe in all those types of things, but I'm very practical. I like the practical things. What can we do in our lives today to make it better, to get more freedom, more liberty, have a better standard of living, and how to do it honestly and ethically and legally and not get ourselves into trouble? You know, I have some people who come to me and they want help to do things that are, you know, not against things that are against the law. And it's like, you don't come to someone like me to learn how to break the law. You come to someone like me to learn how to stay within the law. You know, everything that we're going to be discussing today, and hopefully we'll get in depth on a couple of different topics, everything we're going to be discussing today is totally legal. You know, that's always the first question I get. Is this legal? Yes, it's legal. We work only in the white zone. We don't work in the gray, and certainly not in the black. I don't even skirt the edges of the law. So when we say offshore, when we say expat, when we talk about taxes or residencies or citizenship or moving your money outside of the country, know that all of these things are 100% legal. And yeah, like I said, hopefully we'll get to go really in depth on some of them.
I love it. I think you are exactly the person that needs to be on the show, especially now where we're getting all this static about whether you should have Bitcoin, whether you should have precious metals, whether you should put it in the bank or take it and put it under your mattress. These are decisions that affect your quality of life going forward. I mean, from a medical standpoint, we talk about Medicare. I'm not sure it's going to be there for me when I finally end up retiring, but that goes throughout my entire, and I'm not alone, throughout my entire questioning about what it's going to be like when I stop working. And quite frankly, what is it like now, even if you're working, because people are having their lives turned upside down. Those that are still employed, they're not working in the same manner. They may be working less hours. They may be working from home. It's a lot of uncertainty. And what you offer is a way to take that uncertainty and actually make a niche, create a space for yourself where a possible negative becomes a positive. So let's talk about how people can set themselves up. I know it's a big question, but which way do you recommend people, what do you recommend they do? That they get precious metals, that they get land, that they, if they have a ability to work from home, that they should think about leaving the country? How would you start off the process?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I normally do. When I sit with a client, I mean, I don't have anything to sell. I mean, I don't have a specific product or service. What I have is my time and 21 years of experience of living and traveling and exploring the world. I mean, I work with accountants and lawyers. I've been very fortunate and I've had a lot of mentors in my life. And I do a lot of these things myself. I test it out. But there's not like one thing that I'm like, okay, you guys all have to do this. I sit down with my clients and I have a blank piece of paper and then I get to know my clients. What is your situation? What is your financial situation? What is your lifestyle? What are your likes? What are your dislikes? What are your fears? What are you worried about? How can I best assist you? So I know this is probably not the answer that you want to get, but really, it depends.
That's the perfect answer because nothing should be one size fits all. Otherwise, it's not real. So let's take a step back then. Somebody who's working in their 50s and they're not yet at the Medicare retirement age and they really want to make a change, do you recommend that they get a passport? Let's say you're looking to leave the country and you can leave the country because it's I don't know what's going on right now, but it doesn't feel good being in the United States right now. And where would you recommend they go? Europe is in flux. The Caribbean is in flux. You can't travel necessarily right now because of COVID. So now we have time to do research. Are there specific countries that work best for people coming out from the United States or Canada? You don't have to travel far to Mexico, for example. You can drive there. So, I mean, where would you start off in your hunt for the next or the best place for you?
Okay. Where should we start? Let's take a step back, as you said. So first of all, let's work on our lexicon. Let's work on our definition. So maybe some of the listeners today are going, an expat. What is an expat? I've heard this before. You know, that's only for bad people and that doesn't apply to me and yada, yada, yada. An expat, when we use the term, and this is a self-identifying term, this is a term that millions upon millions upon millions of people use every single day. And it doesn't matter if you are black, white, tall, short, fat, skinny, American, Asian, doesn't matter where you come from. Basically, the term means that you are going to go and live in another country and you will most likely either return to your country of birth at one point or you will move to another country. So I have to say this because a lot of people get confused. Oh, you're an immigrant. You're migrating to another country. No, I've lived in 8 different countries, soon to be 9 different countries. And with all of those, I had an opportunity to be there for a certain amount of time. And when the time was up, I moved on to another country. Now, some of those countries were 6 months and others were 8 years. I had an opportunity to live in the Middle East for 8 years. And it was one of the most fantastic times of my entire life. I lived in Abu Dhabi and it was a beautiful country. It was extraordinarily safe. And I got to do all kinds of wonderful things and made really great friends. But I knew that wasn't where I was going to spend the rest of my life. So as we're having this conversation, I'm sitting in Panama and, you know, we've been here for almost 2 years now. I brought my wife and my daughter and even my mother who helps care for my daughter. We're very fortunate. I'm very big into the homeschooling movement and the unschooling movement. I wanted family around to help me raise my child. So I'm very fortunate. I have my mother and we're all expats. We're all expats in the country. So I want to get that out of the way straight off the bat, because I think that how we define our words and how we use them is really important. And I think with everything that is happening in the world and this 1984 doublespeak, you know, health and safety now means, you know, lock everybody in their house and I'll stop them from having emotional attachment with other human beings. Like for me, that doesn't jive. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's wrong. Like there's so many other things. So saying all of that, what would I look at? Like if we tried to take a hypothetical situation and I said, okay, I'm 38 as of this moment, as of this recording, I'm 38 years old. If I was 38 and I was sitting in the United States and I decided, okay, I want to leave. I don't know where I want to go. I don't know how to do it, but I know I want to leave. Well, if I had a client like this and they came to me, I would sit them down and I would get them to, you know, imagine. Now, I don't know, Elaine, if, you know, you have told anybody or if your listeners have told anybody, if they told a spouse or a parent or a sibling or something like this. But my guess is everybody who's listening has somewhere in their mind that they would really like to live in. They would really like to live in this country or travel extensively or explore. Now, I don't know if you've ever told anybody this dream or this aspiration, but I'm going to take a guess and say that it's there. So when I work with people, we kind of start at that point because this is a heart decision. This is what is good for you. Yes, we can talk about the technical side. We can talk about the tax advantages and the legal advantages and all these types of things. But really, at the end of the day, what we're talking about is an emotional decision. How are you going to feel when you're in that other country? What do you like to do? How do you like to live your life? Like for me, I live in the tropics. I love it. I mean, I was born in southwestern Ontario. I grew up going, you know, walking to school with 4 feet of snow on the ground. For me, that's a bad dream. That's a nightmare. I don't want to live in anywhere like that. But I have clients who love the mountains and they want to be there and they like the change in the season. For me, sunshine all day, shorts and a t-shirt, flip-flops, I am golden. I think this is absolutely brilliant. Yes, I like the outdoors. Yes, I like beaches. Yes, I like activity. Yes, I like nature. But maybe you don't. So how am I supposed to tell you this is the best? That'd be pretty irresponsible of me, don't you think?
It's true. And it's all about people finding their own level and what makes them tick. On that note, let's take our first break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Mr. Mikkel Thorup. He's the director and host of the Expat Money Show. He's also the author of the number one best-selling book, Expat Secrets, on Amazon. He spent over 20 years in continual travel around the world, visiting more than 100 countries, including Colombia, North Korea, Zimbabwe, and Iran. His goal is to help people just like you and me generate additional streams of income, legally eliminate your tax bill, and take advantage of offshore structures so you can travel the world freely and never have to worry about money again. And that's what we all strive for. That's what we work, isn't it? Is to have the freedom to pursue our dreams. And I think you're absolutely right. You need to, not everything works for everybody. And my question, a segue from that is, do you have to give up your citizenship? Can you be a dual citizen and reap the benefits of what you just described?
All right. Well, if we're talking to an American or Canadian or Western European audience, then yes, you can have a dual nationality. If we're talking about Japan, Korea, South Korea, Singapore, these types of countries in Asia, no, it's not allowed to have a dual citizenship. So once again, it always depends. But a Canadian and American, you know, who I'm going to guess are the majority of your listeners, absolutely, you can have dual citizenship. But let's pause for a second and let's kind of identify what are the differences between a citizenship and a residency. Because I think in a lot of ways, they function really similar. And a lot of times people go, oh, I need to get a second residency, or I need to get a second passport, or I need to get a second citizenship. But they don't really understand what the nuances are. So a residency, and we're talking in permanent residencies here. We're not talking about retirement residencies, although they could qualify in certain instances, is going to give you the legal right to live and work in this country, whichever country the residency is part of. Now, you might need to renew your residency. You might need to file additional forms or pay fees, but you might not. You might have it forever and that's yours, you know? A citizenship is when you actually get to say, like, I am a Panamanian, I am a Costa Rican, this type of thing. This is going to allow you to vote in the election if that's something that you want to participate in. And if you choose to, and this is, once again, 100% your choice, you want to serve in the armed forces Well, the armed forces only allows nationals. Unless you're in somewhere like France and they have the French Legion, most countries will only allow you to serve in the military if you are a citizen of that country. So those are the big differences. But add on to that, that you're actually going to get this thing called a passport. Now, what is a passport? A lot of people seem to think the passport is the goal. Passport's not the goal. Passport is a piece of paper. That's all it is. It's a travel document. It allows you to leave the country and enter other countries where these two countries have an agreement. Sounds kind of self-evident, but a lot of people make a mistake. They go, I want to get a second passport. I want to get a second passport. I want to get a second. Listen, you need the citizenship. Anyone who says they're just going to get you a passport, I mean, there's some dodgy stuff going on. You need to be registered with the government. You need to have your name in the registry. So when your passport expires, you can actually go to the embassy and get it renewed. We have had this before. It's happened in history where people have gotten passports but not been a citizen. It's very, very dodgy. It usually happens from illegal means or from political connections or someone's cousin. So this kind of ties back to our conversation about, you know, what's legal and what's not legal. I only work in citizenship and residency that are clearly laid out programs by the government. Okay? So most people will do very well just to have a second residency. If you have a residency in Costa Rica or Panama or Belize or something like this, and we're talking north-south here, but you could also go over to Europe. You could be in Portugal or somewhere like this, Italy. I mean, that's going to do you really well. You don't like what's happening in Canada. You don't like what's happening in the United States. Now you have the legal right to get on an airplane, to go to another country, to live there full time, to work there, to build your business, to buy real estate, to spend your life there. Now you might think, oh, but I can just get on an airplane and go as a tourist. Yeah, sure. How long can you stay for? 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? I don't know. Depends on the country. Depends on where you're coming from. But I can tell you at some point, they're going to kick you out. And if they catch you there overstaying your visa, there's going to be massive fines and can be a lot of money, and you can be barred from the country. This is the exact same thing which is happening with immigration from Latin American countries going into North America. This is what you're doing if you do something like this. You're exactly the same. So if anyone listening has ever complained about these types of immigration procedures, what you're planning to do is the same. So let's do it the legal way. Let's do it the way that is meant to be done. Let's get the residency in place first. And if you need to, we get the citizenship afterwards. You can get the citizenship by what's called naturalization. That means living in the country for a certain amount of time. It's very typical, 5 years, but it can go more than that. Switzerland can be upwards of 10 years, 20 years, you know, depends on the country, depends on the jurisdiction. So you can get your citizenship by living there. You can get your citizenship by investment. It's called citizenship by investment, CBI, where you actually get to buy your citizenship. You make a substantial contribution to the country. You help drive the community. Now, this can be done with government bonds. It can be done with a real estate purchase. It can be done through a donation to the government where you help put money into a fund that they believe is worthwhile. In exchange, your investment, in exchange, you get citizenship, your passport. So when I say investment, this is not you put in $100,000 and you're going to get a 5% return. And this is not the stock market. We're not talking about the stock market here. You're actually investing in that citizenship. Now you might think, wow, $100,000. You know, I have actually some of them that go up to $1 million, but anywhere from $100,000 to $1 million, you might think, wow, that's a lot of money to donate. All right, here's my argument. We have fire insurance in case our house burns down. We have auto insurance in case we get into a crash and we need to protect ourselves. We have health insurance, private or anything like this. But we don't really have political insurance. It's not really a thing. But I would argue with all the craziness that's happening in the world, political insurance is kind of really important. And that's what this is. That's what we're talking about today. You don't like what's happening in your country. You don't like how the government is handling things. You don't agree with the laws anymore. You believe that they broke the social contract. Well, guess what? If you have a second citizenship or a second residency, this is your insurance. You now can leave. You are not stuck. As they're building walls, you won't be on the wrong side of it. Does that all make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And I think it's a perfect storm, it sounds like, because our economy is so different, you know, where people are able to work from home, that they can, as long as they have an internet connection, they're not tied to the brick and mortar anymore. Is that one of the reasons that you think you've seen this explosion in people exploring options? Because now they can.
Oh, absolutely. We are seeing a massive paradigm shift right now. So let's walk through it a little bit, because I think it is a fun exercise. So let's take New York. It's always fun to pick on New York. They deserve it most of the time. So we have this really, really, really expensive corporate real estate in New York City, in Manhattan. And now government has come in and mandated that no one can go to work. So you have these office buildings at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a month sitting vacant. And now people go home and they work. And they thought, wow, you know, no one is going to get anything done. They're going to be sat on Netflix all day. Our business is going to go terrible. Well, turns out people actually work a lot more because they don't want to sit around and do Netflix all day long. They don't have this hour commute in traffic. When they get to work, they're not super frustrated. It doesn't take women an hour in the morning to put on their makeup and to get ready, a man to put on his nice suit. I mean, they're not having to go through all this stuff. It's pretty common now. Everybody gets to sit around in shorts and a t-shirt and work from online. We're seeing entire industries that people thought, you know what, this will never go remote, has now gone remote. What else has happened? Well, technology has been pushed forward. Now it's very, very common to take video calls. Everybody knows how to do it. I mean, grandparents and children. My daughter has a Skype account. My daughter takes Spanish lessons with her teacher in Guatemala, and she takes her Spanish classes on her tablet every day. I mean, we wouldn't have thought about that months ago, and we're pretty young and, you know, forward-thinking with technology, but this has become normal. So the first thing that often happens with people is they go, wow, all right, I don't have to go into the office anymore. Well, why am I paying for this expensive apartment in downtown Manhattan? Now, a lot of people just left the city and they went out to the state. I mean, they went New York State. Okay, great. One jump. Still got high state taxes. I mean, you still have a lot of stuff that you're not going to agree with there, or I'm going to make an assumption that a lot of people are not happy with the situation that's happening in New York State. And I can say that more than just opinion, but because I have a lot of clients that are coming from California, from Minnesota, from New York, from Oregon, from Washington, from a lot of these places that have had really strict lockdowns. So it's like, all right, instead of just moving from the city to a more rural area in the state, a lot of people are taking a second jump. They're moving to Florida. They're moving to Texas. Okay, great. We're getting rid of that state income tax. Awesome. That's a good step. It's a good step. You still have to pack all your things. You still got to put it all in a U-Haul and drive it across the country. Well, here's my invitation. Here's my invitation. If you're going to pack it up anyways, and you're going to move anyways, why don't you just go a little bit further? Why don't you go to a different country, a safe country, a country where you have a lot of opportunity, where the cost of living is very low and the standard of living is very high. And hey, by the way, we get rid of that federal income tax as well, not just that state income tax. If you do it right, if you work with a professional and you do it legally, you can actually get rid of the federal tax as well. There's something in the IRS planning that is called the foreign earned income exclusion. And I highly encourage your listeners to go out there, visit the IRS website and type in FEIE, foreign earned income exclusion. This is a very, very strong way for people who actually leave the country. I'm not talking about some type of fake scam or anything where you pretend to leave, but you don't really leave. No, you really leave and you really move to another country. You can shelter the first $108,000 tax-free. So if you earn more than that, okay, you're still going to have responsibility, but otherwise you're going to have none. Sounds pretty good start, right?
It sounds awesome. Absolutely. And it's a great place for a second break. So let's take that and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Mr. Mikkel Thorup. And before the break, he were giving me hope, because you always hear these stories how the government has very long arms and they're going to grab your money even if you're outside of the country and try to claw it back. But can you just repeat that? Because that seems shocking that they would allow you not to take the first dime that you make.
So what happens, and once again, I'm not giving individual tax advice. Please speak to your attorney or your CPA. Actually, even better, speak to a specialist or come and reach out to me or my team. I mean, this is not something that you're probably going to find at your H&R Block. This is not domestic tax planning. We're talking about international tax planning. You're going to want to work with a specialist on this. But one of the first strategies that we often do to try to help our clients to pay zero taxes is to implement the foreign earned income exclusion. So let's go through it a little bit. So each one of these words in this name means something. As I'm sure you know, all words mean something. We've talked about lexicon. Okay. Foreign, what does this mean? Well, you have to be physically in another country. There's two tests, actually. There's the physical presence test and the bona fide residency test. To make things really simple, let's just talk about the first one because it's often what I encourage my people, my clients to do before anything else. You need to be physically present in a foreign country for 330 days. Now, if you are on an airplane and you're going from one country to another, this doesn't count. If you're on a cruise ship and you're sailing around the beautiful Caribbean Sea, this doesn't count. If you're on a yacht and you're sailing around the world, this doesn't count. You need to be physically present in another country. All right? Earned. Earned means something. I'm not talking about your dividend payments. I'm not talking about your passive income from your rental property or the interest from bonds that you own, the coupon from a bond. I'm talking about earned income. So you have a job. You own your business. You take a salary from that business. You work remotely for your company, something like this. That is an earned income, all right? So once again, you need to be out of the country, in a foreign country. You need to earn your income, and it's going to be the first $108,000. Now, why do we have to go through this? Why do we have to do all these things so that the IRS doesn't take your money? Well, there's only two countries in the world that tax not based on residency or where the money is made. They actually tax on citizenship. Now, the first one is the United States. The second one is Eritrea. It's a small East African country, northern East African country, and they're known for very blatant human rights violations. So I will let you draw conclusions for the US government and kind of how they run there. But they do tax, the U.S. taxes on worldwide income. So I'm not telling you don't have to file a tax return. You still have to file, or you have to have your accountant to file. And like I said, you probably want to work with a specialist. But there are actual applications on your filing, which allows you to deduct the first $108,600 from your income. Now, you're listening to this and you're going, wow, that's great. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm an accountant. I'm making more than $108,000, Mikhail. That's great for the first part. But what about past that? Well, luckily for you, if you are married, if you have a spouse and they also work for a living, if you have a family income, it's actually a doubling effect. So they can also claim on their tax return the foreign earned income exclusion. So now we're talking around $220,000 as a married couple. It can get even better than this. And we're getting into a little bit technical, so I'm certainly not giving advice here, but there may be opportunities for your housing. If you are on a program where you're working remotely for your company and your company is paying for your housing, and that's part of your package, there can also be deductions for that. It's called the foreign housing exclusion. If you're a solopreneur, if you run your own business or own your own business, there can be, maybe, deductions for that. So that's another way that you can maybe shelter another $15,000, $16,000. Please talk to your accountant. If you move to another country and you have to pay tax in that country, you move to France, you move to the UK, you move to Germany, and you're paying tax in Germany, well, you can actually get what's called a foreign tax credit. So you're not paying tax to Germany and paying tax to the US. That's called double taxation. They've thought about this and there are plans in place to mitigate this. But let's say you're not moving to a country that has high tax like Germany or something like that. You want to go north-south. You want to come down to Latin America. Well, let's use Panama as an example. And I like Panama because I live here and I think it's a good vote of confidence because I moved me and my family here and it works for me and many of my clients. Panama has a territorial tax system. So they don't tax on residency like Canada, and they don't tax on citizenship like the United States. They tax on where the money is earned. Okay? So if you have some type of online business, you are a coach, you're a consultant, you do Amazon FBA, you do drop shipping, you work remotely for your business, you have an InfoBiz product, you sell courses, or you're a teacher or anything like that, you do things online, your clients are somewhere else, outside of Panama. They're not in Panama. You pay zero tax to the Panamanian government. Zero. Nothing. Nada. Now, you might think this is crazy. This can't be. I have checked it multiple times with lawyers, with tax lawyers in Panama. It is a territorial tax system. It is true. There is a real life strategy I have just given you 100% for free on how to eliminate your tax bill. Now, okay, we're at that 108, 220,000. You need to go beyond that. Well, that's some pretty advanced tax planning that's kind of outside of the scope of this one. But I will tell you that if you're earning $108,000 and you're living in Panama, you are having an incredible life. You are living like a queen, like a king. I mean, you have everything. We eat organic fruits and vegetables every single day. We have domestic help to help us clean the house. I mean, I haven't cleaned a toilet in 2 years. I have literally zero interest in doing this. So I've actually bought back time. And I'll tell you what, I actually pay double with most people pay for the domestic help because I really want to make sure that these people have a good wage and I care about the person that I work with and I want to make sure that they're well taken care of and loyal to me. So they're super excited. I think I've got great value. I'm helping to drive the economy by actually putting money into the economy and encouraging people to work instead of put their hand out and expect things for free. That is the worst thing you can ever do for someone. Let's get them to work. And I live tax-free. I'm eating healthier. What else can I say? Jeez, I have a Johns Hopkins hospital walking distance from my house. All the doctors are trained in the United States or Canada, speak English. I mean, I'm not living out in the jungle. This is not savage. I mean, Panama is a stunning, beautiful place. We have all the natural beauty. We have an amazing skyline. I eat Michelin star restaurants. We have an Asian grocery store close to my house. My wife is from mainland China, so we get all the nice food for cooking. I mean, that's a real opportunity. So if you're listening to this and you're going, wow, you know, I would love to do that. I mean, you can bring your family. You can do this. This is an adventure. You can learn a new language. You can really make big steps to have more freedom today, right now, not hypothetical, not 10 years from now, today, ahora, now.
I mean, that just sounds like just paradise, quite frankly. I mean, we struggle. You mean, think about what you just described and the way the average American lives at this point. It's a struggle. It's a struggle to go to the store. It's a struggle to get gas. It's a struggle to be happy. And you're just describing, you don't have to wait. You don't have to give up anything. You're gaining. And I think it's a mindset. Now, I know your business is growing leaps and bounds. What's the average thing that's driving people to do it? They want more time. They want to get out of this political environment. They want to take care of themselves and love themselves. And you just described just a healthy, family-friendly, you don't have to worry about getting proper health care, which I think is a question for some folks. And not everybody leaves the country that's healthy. And you really have to decide if I'm going to give up my health or I'm going to have peace of mind. But you just described that you don't have to give up either.
Oh, absolutely. And we can continue as Panama as an example. But I mean, this also works with many countries in this part of the world, like Costa Rica is another great example. Belize, there's other places as well. I mean, Panama is naturally an organic country. They don't have the money to pay Monsanto millions of dollars to spray these crops. They do old farming techniques. They put different fruits and vegetables with one another and they don't rape the soil and They get beautiful fruits and vegetables. I mean, we eat tropical food every single day. Elaine, we get a sack. I mean, like, you guys can't see how big my arms are apart. We get a sack of organic fruits and vegetables delivered to our house every 2 weeks. It costs us about $70 to $75 US. Pineapples, mangoes, avocados, papayas, all this beautiful tropical fruit. And I mean, we put it on the counter and we eat it that night or the following day. I'm not talking about something that sat in a shipping container for 4 weeks and it was in a warehouse and they spray it with wax. And then when they're ready, then they gas it and then they put it at the grocery store and then it sits there for a month and then you can put it in your crisper for a year. And who knows what the nutritional value is of something like that. I mean, you got to eat this stuff like properly. There's no chemicals on there and it's yummy and tasty and food has flavor again. Our diet is not based on fast food. Okay, there's fast food joints around if you like that kind of stuff for a treat, mm-hmm. but it's not making up the bulk of your diet. You can afford to have healthy fruits and vegetables here. Same with the meats, same with the dairy, same with the fish. We have the Caribbean and we have the Pacific side. We have tons of fresh fish here. You go down to the fish market, it's about a 6-minute, 7-minute drive from my house, and you're going to get fresh prawns and snapper and everything that you would want. You tell the guy, they clean it for you right there. You come home and you cook it for lunch. It's amazing. It's so, so nice. I can't say enough about it.
I need to get to Panama.
You come and visit us. I have a nice big house. You come and visit us.
I need to come down there. On that note, let's take our last break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Mr. Mikkel Thorup, and you need to go to his website, expatmoneyshow.com. And there's an ebook, 19 International Strategies to Protect and Grow Your Wealth, which is really quite generous. And people need to sign up for the newsletter and also sign up for his Facebook page, because you really do give a lot of information. And it's honestly, it's from the heart, and you can tell. And you want everybody to be able to participate. There shouldn't be those that have and those that don't have. We all have. We just have to know how to go about getting it. I mean, you just described, and that's not the only country either, that you don't have to live like this. Why? You have to want more for yourself. I can't want it more. You can't want it more. But the individual has to decide, I'm worthy. That's a big jump, I think, for folks. Either they're fed up in deciding that, but it seems a very smaller percentage that decide, I'm not putting up with this and I'm going to find something better. And apparently that's growing. But how do we get that message out to people? I mean, people are blessed to find your website. And thank God we were able to have you on the show. But what can we do to help people think outside the box? Is there something that some kernel, is it just innate or is it something that we have to learn? And that's a theoretical question, I guess.
Well, I think that the problem is that people are bombarded from all sides. And okay, we all know that the media is not really telling us the truth. And we know that Hollywood paints things in a light that's probably not in our best interest. But it's kind of bombarded from all sides to tell you that the world is a scary and dangerous place. And there's a couple of places that are okay. It's like Canada, the States, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, France. That's about it. I mean, a couple other places in Western Europe and the rest of the world, savages. Absolute savages. It's a jungle out there. It's war. We're so blessed just to be from one of these, what did I name? 10 countries, something like that. Well, okay. I have been traveling for 21 years straight. I have visited 104, 105 countries, something like that. I can tell you out of the 193 countries recognized by the United Nations, about 170 of them are considered free countries. Okay. These are normal people who want normal things just like you do. I have traveled so much and I don't travel. I'm not talking about, I've been on vacation a lot. I didn't go sit in all-inclusive resorts all over the world. No, I mean, I really got to know these people. I learned the language. I spent time with them. in a lot of the countries I've been to for, you know, not a couple of days, but a couple of months or a couple of years. So you have to understand that inherently people are the same. And I really don't care if you're tall, short, fat, skinny, black, white, gay, straight, LGBTQ. I don't care. I mean, left, right, libertarian, it doesn't matter. People inherently want the same things. They want a roof over their head. They want a full stomach. They want to be loved and they want to protect their family. I mean, I've been to North Korea. I've been to Iran. I've been to Zimbabwe and Uganda and Botswana. And I've been to Nigeria multiple times. I mean, it's true there and it is true in Canada and is true in the United States. Those things don't change. Humans are humans are humans. Okay. Yes, there are some wacky governments around the world. I mean, North Korea, I traveled there. I went there for 2 weeks. It's pretty wacky. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm not going to judge every single person that was born in North Korea because of their wacky government. If I did that, then I would have to do exactly the same thing for the United States, because look at what the U.S. has done in their foreign policy. I lived in the Middle East for many years. I traveled extensively through these places, and I can tell you firsthand what is happening over there is wrong. I believe it is wrong so much that when I chose a country to live in, I moved to a country that has no standing military. My libertarian values are so important to me. I moved to a country where I eliminated my tax bill. I don't mean I reduced it or cut it a little bit. I mean, I got rid of it. It's gone. I pay zero taxes legally. And I live in a country with no military. For me, that feels good. I like that. My beliefs are not your beliefs. I'm not going to tell you how to live or what you should do or anything like that. But I can tell you from my experience of traveling around the world for 21 years straight that human beings are good. They're good people out there in all countries, in all corners.
I would agree with that. And it's so sad that we're getting misinformed to look at the other as the enemy. And it's just divide and conquer 24/7 on all fronts. By sex, by race, by language, you name it. And you just said a mouthful. We all want the same things. I truly believe that. If I operate on someone, they all look the same on the inside. Doesn't matter what envelope you're in. And we have to make a decision as a human collective that we're not going to deal with this anymore. Everybody should be free to travel, to do what, and I'm sure as a Canadian, you're not the only person. It goes the opposite way from Europe, from Africa, everywhere. It's just nice to know that you have a service that helps walk people through this. So you're not just selling something. You're actually, as you described at the beginning of the show, listening to what makes that person tick to find the best situation for them. And just briefly walk me through that. I call you up and I say, I'm ready to move. This is the things that I'm looking for in a country. And then do you give me a list? How do we work it from there, from us? A nuts and bolts perspective.
Yeah, I think that a lot of times people have different goals. Okay, you're going for tax reasons. You're going for lifestyle reasons. You're going for financial reasons. You want to build your business. I mean, we didn't even get into business structuring, which is something that I work with a lot of people for. I mean, I can give you a very quick example of why we might want to use an international company. And maybe some of the listeners, this makes sense to you. Well, let's say, for example, you're American and your business partner is German, okay? And you own a business together. This happens every day all over the world, and we can pick any two countries that are different jurisdictions. Now, if you have your business license and it's set up in the United States, well, what happens if there's a problem with the business? What happens if you have a dispute? Well, now the German person is supposed to fly over to the United States and mitigate in the court system in a language that they don't know and understand. Well, that doesn't seem very fair. Well, let's reverse it. Okay, let's put the business license in Germany. Same thing. Now the American is disadvantaged here. So often what we do in these types of partnerships is we might put the business license in St. Kitts or in Nevis or in Belize or in Panama or one of these jurisdictions. Now you guys are on even footing. Now one doesn't have an advantage over the other. So from the business aspect, I have a lot of people who come for business advice, because you have to remember, I'm helping people to move themselves, their businesses, and their finances offshore. So there's many different reasons. So I often encourage people, think, figure it out. Like, take a piece of paper and write it down. Like, what is it? What's your dream list? What are all the things you're concerned about? What are all your questions? What don't you know the answer to? I mean, you can go out there on YouTube and watch tons of videos. It's not going to tell you anything. Everybody is different. Like, their needs, what they want is different. So your emotional response and your logical response and your goals, those are going to be kind of unique to you. So I can't just say, all right, this is a blanket solution for everybody. But that's kind of how we start. We start with this, all right, what are all the things you need the answers to? All right, then I'm going to start gathering financial information. Okay, your net worth, what are your tax situation? How is your business structured? Everything like that. Then we start playing. You know, people probably have that place. I've heard that Mexico is nice. I heard that Argentina is cool or Brazil is neat. Or I heard that Portugal has a really good tax program there. Okay, perfect. Let's explore that a little bit. Let's go. I give a little bit of detail. You like what you hear? Let's go a little bit more. Let's go a little bit more in depth and work through all these things. So my goal, I guess, is at the end of this, you have this holistic plan. That's good for you, for your family, and fits what you need. I'm there to listen and give advice based on my experiences, my understanding of the law. And if we need, we'll bring in a lawyer or a CPA or an accountant or a service provider. I mean, I'm very well connected and these people are all very good friends of mine. So I'll bring them on the call and we'll kind of talk from there.
I love it. It's like a turnkey situation. I know from a person who, anybody who goes to the unknown, they have no idea. What you give is peace of mind, and that's invaluable. In the seconds that we have left, how can people reach you, get your website and your books?
Absolutely. So you mentioned earlier about Facebook. So actually, Facebook is actually a group. So one of the main things that I noticed when I started helping people is that it can be kind of lonely. A lot of people, you know, they wonder to themselves, am I crazy for doing this? Am I crazy for wanting to leave the US or Canada or these countries that people apparently fight from all over the world to enter? Am I alone in this? Well, I decided, you know, we need a community. We need somewhere where people can talk to one another because it's not about me. Like, really, this is not about me at all. It's about you. So if you go to expatmoneyforum.com, it will actually redirect you to our private Facebook group. And I think we got quite a few people in there. And every day there's questions. And, you know, I chime in whenever I can to try to give my insights. But it's more than that. Now people are answering each other's questions. And they're like, well, I had this and I met this. And, you know, I'm fearful about that. And I'm scared about this. And I don't know. Should I do this? Should I take my kid out of school? Can I really do it? Well, now you're going to get to hear from other people who are going through this. So it's not all about Mikkel. You don't need to listen to what I'm saying. You're going to be able to see from thousands of other people who are at different stages of the process of leaving their countries. So this is really valuable. I think this is really amazing. And it's completely free. I don't charge for any of this stuff. I don't charge for membership into the group or anything. So I would encourage you to check that out. Go to expatmoneyforum.com. From there, please go listen to the podcast. We've done 120, 130, 140 episodes. I don't even know how many. A lot of episodes. I've had people like Jim Rogers on my show. I've had Grant Cardone. I've had guys who are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And I've had everyday people who are just out there exploring the world and talking about their lives and their adventures. And if you want a really in-depth look on all of this, go to Amazon. And I want you to type in Expat Secrets. It's the name of my book. Type in Expat Secrets Mikkel, M-I-K-K-E-L. And up will come my book. It's called Expat Secrets, How to Pay Zero Taxes, Live Overseas, and Make Giant Piles of Money. Super humble title. I know I'm a very humble guy. That's how I roll. But no, it's a good book. I was very fortunate. I was very lucky. It was very well received. It became a number one bestseller in the United States. We sold tens of thousands of copies of the book. Tons of reviews on there of people that it's helped. And it talks about all this stuff, the company formation, the bank account, the residency, the passport, precious metals, everything. I mean, lots of things we didn't even get a chance to talk about today. But yeah, very good response. If you go to Amazon and type in Expat Secrets, you'll find it there. And happy to help anyone who needs additional assistance from there.
I appreciate that. And I'd like to remedy that by having you come back to speak about these other things, because it's such a huge topic. We just scratched the surface. And I wanted to thank you so much for your time. And you're welcome to come back anytime.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk Events.